starting from that place in this thinking. So where have we come from? I wanted to show some data because I'm kind of like a data person. I'm an observationalist by my research inclination, and the world tells you what's going on better than your hunch. So let's look at the last 10 years or so of university undergraduate enrollment by residency. See where we are and where we've come from. And of course, the question is, where do we go next, is the question we want to get to. The red Illinois domestic students. We are still very strong, but there has been a slight erosion, which people have noticed. Our stakeholders have noticed that. A slight erosion in Illinois students. The green has grown, which is the foreign students, and the blue is international students, and the green are non-Illinois students. So you can see there's been a similarity from year to year to year of the makeup of our student body. We need now to think about the next 10 years with these changing circumstances. If you look at the university domestic undergraduate enrollment by race ethnicity, I want to just pull out the green bar because I think we've got some problems that we need to address dynamically and not just live with and worry about. You can see 7%, 8%, 8%, 8%, 8%, 8%, 7%, 7%, 7% representation in our student body of African Americans. That's not good enough. In our future thinking, I think we need to take that on, not in an incremental way, but in a bold way, because we need to reflect the society in which we're embedded, both in the city, in the state, and in the community. So these data actually do show some little challenges. I'm just pinpointing a few of them. Baccalaureate degrees conferred by study areas. You can see we've grown, but the makeup, the distribution, the types of degrees that are being offered, the demand side of the equation is also changing. Great growth in engineering and science and mathematics. Significant changes elsewhere, growth as well in the undeclared. So we need to look at this and we need to think through where we need to go on many fronts. If you look at the tuition storyline over the last 10 years, the blue bars are the tuition increases year by year that the University of Illinois has put in place. You can see in 2005, 2006, 2007, 8% increases. Of course, they add up. They're 8% compounded. But in the last several years, you've seen decreases in the rate of tuition increases to the point that in this current year, we have frozen tuition. And you can see the how that is reflected on the annual base tuition and free fees at Urbana, one of our campuses on the top right. You can see it plateauing. Affordability has to be an important part of where we go. Access and affordability are going to be keystones of the new strategy. We can't be in a place where middle-class Illinois families cannot afford a University of Illinois education. We just can't go there. So, and you can see the income fund and the full enrollments as well. I'm not going to dwell on all these things, but this process is going to be very data-rich. Warning signal. We're not going to make anecdotes or suggestions or hunches the way in which we think through our process. We want to be very evidence-based in terms of what is actually happening on the ground, what does it mean, what's the demand side, what's the supply side, as we think through this new business plan, going from the 70s business plan to a new business plan. I know Jim Duderstadt will speak to some of these challenges as well. If you look at our undergraduate aid programs, this is not flat. This has grown significantly. We have been making serious efforts to provide financial aid to students because of the tuition growth. And you can see the green bar is still growing. It's the total student aid is $350 million. And you can see that we're dependent heavily on MAP grants and on Pell grants. So university-based financial aid, MAP grants, and Pell grants are the three components of our student aid programs. And many of our students on our campuses depend upon these resources to be able to come. You have to ask the question now, what's next? And if you look at that, do we see another 10 years of that kind of process And it's one of the reasons why when things like the MAP grants are threatened by legislative action, we need to stand up in defense of that, because that intimately affects the success opportunities for our students. And that's seen in the data. If you look at loan indebtedness, it's a very big national concern. In the early 70s, student loan was about zero. If you look at it now, it's $1 trillion. What is our role and responsibility in that aspect of it? And the $1 trillion of student loan is matched by another $1 trillion of family loan to support the students. And many of us in this room are part of that enterprise. And that is a sea change that's occurred in public higher education in the last 40 years. Is that going to continue? At what point does that become absolutely unsustainable? And what kind of model do we want to be here at the University of Illinois to demonstrate our commitment to affordability, accessibility, completion, and successful participation in civil society? You can see the curves there, percent who borrow. Actually, I'll come back to this, but I think one of the things we can be very proud of at the University of Illinois is our degrees are worth a lot in the civil society, because our students get jobs and they pay down their debts. And I'll show you that number pretty soon. Then we need to compare ourselves with our peers in quantitative terms. Is our business model different from our peers? And here's an example of that. It shows Iowa, Ohio State, Penn State. We're the first bar on the left-hand side. And you can see the state appropriation in the bottom, the 33%, which includes benefits and pensions. Always have to say that. The 70% grants and contracts, 60% patient care, 23% tuition auxiliary, 11% all others. Compare that with Penn State, much bigger green, smaller state. Compare that with Michigan State, smaller altogether. Compare that with University of Michigan. Very different makeups, different business models operating, but we have a lot of resources. That's what I wanted to say. We have enviable levels of resources. I know maybe that's not a PC thing to say at this time when the budget is stuck in Springfield, but we have a platform for performance that we need to realize and recognize and perform from. That is astonishing. If you look at our fundraising and compare it with other universities, you can see University of Illinois in the bottom there is in the middle of the pack. Northwestern's outstripping us in terms of fundraising. They don't have as many as 700,000 alumni, I can tell you that, but we do. So there may be some things to work on here in terms of a changing business model with philanthropic giving, and we need to be thinking through that. So that's enough of data, and I know it was a bit squinty there. We'll provide, this will be on the website. You can look at it. There are more plots. I think we need to be steeped in where we are actually, what our actual performance indicators are on all of these fronts, include, and of course be a very much student-centered. Recognizing that workers with a bachelor's degree earn 65% more than workers with a high school diploma. So we transform families, we transform lives. Our product is really important for society, and we want to have a number here in Illinois that outstrips these national norms. And I think we can start to assess that. We also want brilliance in research and scholarship. Absolute brilliance. And so many things I could pick out, but I just like this one. I'm a satellite remote sensor. And if you look at the planet at night from space, you can see the impact of Illinois engineering and research. You look at the LA Basin, unfortunately, you don't get it if you look at Chicago yet, but we have to work on that. Look at the LA Basin. They've gone to LED lighting. It's a 30-40% reduction in overall cost. You see the glare on the left. Those are the halogen lamps on street lamps. Look at, you can see stars in the LA Basin because of the invention here on the Urbana campus of LED lighting. And that's just one of our many professors. If you add up all of the things that we do for the state, there are three fresh off the press economic impact studies on our three campuses. The number from Urbana-Champaign is $6.4 billion. The number from UIC is 4 billion, and the number from UIS is $176 million. Those are big numbers. They add up to $10.6 billion annually, and these are conservative numbers. They don't have the multipliers in that often universities use, the factors of 3, 4 near term. They certainly don't have the effect of LED lighting on the LA basin. So we can do a better job of impact here, but if you thought about it for a minute and there was a $10.6 billion company that was threatening to leave Illinois, that would be front page news, and there would be significant, we're not going to leave Illinois. We're going to be here, but we need to show our value proposition more effectively. Something else to be proud of, I mentioned this a little bit before, our loan default rates are less than half the national average. Our students graduate with a University of Illinois degree, they get jobs, they raise families, they pay down their debts at 2 or 3 times the national average in terms of this important metric. I think that's something to be immensely proud of. All of the lecturers in classes and so forth should be proud of it. Something else to be proud of, 40%+ of UIC students are first generation students. And you go to those commencements and you see those families literally transformed with that. That is an asset, an important societal good that flows from our work. Where do we go next with that in our strategic thinking? I've already mentioned that we are talking about, we're trying to prepare, we have legislative language drafted of a new compact with the state, which would increase access and affordability for Illinois residents, would improve university efficiency, and would be more declarative about reporting out of progress against goals. So an annual report card to the state on our progress. And I just thought I'd end in a little way with a couple of things. This is a historical picture of the first marching band ever. University of Illinois has a number of firsts associated with it. It had the first marching band, and like some like 18 people. Now, if you were to change their clothing and put baseball caps the other way around, they would kind of look like our current students. But we have, except they're all male. We have a marching band in Urbana-Champaign that is incredibly dynamic. This is the kind of bold growth visioning elan that we want our strategic plan to. And what might it consist of? And this is my last slide, and then we'll introduce Jim. We have to strive for, I believe, an Illinois model of public higher education, research intensive, multiple campuses, statewide impact that speaks to many things. And this is just a list off the top of my head. This is not the list. This is the start seeding what is going to become our list and our thematic organization. I believe, and you've heard me say this, students, students, students. If you want another word there, the other word would be students. Have to have student-centric on everything we do. Brilliant research and scholarship. Not cutting corners, taking on intellectually rich, dynamic, and not just science and technology, arts, culture, music, ethics, poetry. We need brilliant scholarship in all parts of our community. We need shared governance. We have shared governance. I hope, and with the leadership we have in the room, actually, I know that we can have a shared governance approach that is all about institutional advancement, not just fundraising advancement, but advancement. Very excited about that. We need to think strategically about enrollment and throw out a number. Perhaps we need 20,000 more Illinois resident students. We need to go from 78,000 to 110,000. What would it take to do that? What facilities would, what classrooms, what systems, what demand side, what jobs would it take? Can we, should we, must we provide opportunities to another 20,000 Illinois residents? And perhaps then add on that 30,000 distance students who are getting Illinois degrees from their service in Afghanistan or wherever it happens to be. And we're doing some of that already. Scaling it up, it's the S part of the, what is our strategic enrollment thinking to optimize public good? how do we get the 8% number of African Americans to the national norms where it should be in a finite amount of time. So we need strategic enrollment thinking. We need to look at tuition. We need to worry about payments on behalf. Pension income may well be stressed as well. We need to think through that. We need to support the state in economic revitalization in a serious way, statewide, not just on our campuses, certainly on our campuses, in our research parks, in the city, and take that on. Access, affordability, completion, and success. We don't stop thinking about our students when they get their degree. We watch them proceed into society, and then we keep track of them as alumni. They take our brand forward. So success is very important. A lot of the metrics that you see in the Chronicle of Higher Education stop with six-year completion rates. Maybe we need a model where it's a lifelong process. Once we've got you, and your family. Efficiency, effectiveness, and excellence, the three E's, we're already started to work on that. We have to do that. We have to look at shared services. We have to look at roles, responsibilities. We have to make sure that we're doing things for the right reasons, that we're not having duplication where we don't need it. We need to be responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars and show through accountability and metrics and report cards how we're doing that. And we're going to take that on big time and use it to raise our game, not to manage a decline. That's not what we're about. We need, I believe, civic engagement as a major emphasis area. And I would like to call on my colleagues in the humanities to lead that charge. We need to embody what it means to be a citizen of the 21st century. What do we need in terms of intellectual skills, competencies, discernment, ability to interact in teams, participation, teaming, relationships, loyalty, perspectives? What does it mean to be a citizen? And I think we can do that with a world city called Chicago. We can do that for the state, and we can do that nationally. I believe that there's a need that's not yet met for civic engagement. This may be the wrong term, but it flows out of the kind of liberal arts curriculum, and why not have an Illinois model in that regard too? Faculty development, recruitment, and retention. If we don't have brilliant scholars, we're not going to do brilliant research. We need to worry about that. We need to care about that. We don't just bring people in to add to swell a faculty. We bring people in who can perform and contribute and participate and thrive. So all the accoutrements of success have to be part of that approach. We need diversity and minority recruitment, significant at levels. We need to think through the hospital and the population health challenge that the world faces, the country faces. We have a special family of expertise in that arena. I think we can, that can be part of an Illinois model that is very important. And if you look carefully at some of those charts with some of our other universities with the big bars, patient care was a big component of the big bar population. So that's part of our thinking. Technology-enhanced learning in our classrooms, appropriate use of pedagogy, leadership in pedagogical delivery on all fronts. That, after all, is our core competency. I think we need bold new approaches in research and development. University of Illinois is fantastic on these fronts. The world is changing. There are some significant socio-technical challenges in things like food and water and climate change and resilience in human systems and extreme events and of course in all the biomedical arenas of disease prevention, etc., that we need to embrace at a leadership level. And using our three campuses in creative ways where we seek synergies rather than competition. A little competition is fine, but synergies are also good. I've mentioned leadership in the arts and humanities. We want philanthropy at a larger scale, branding and marketing. 150 years, we're going to have a big event coming up. A lot of people don't know enough about the University of Illinois, and we need to take that on. Alumni loyalty, and yes, athletics, with excellence and winning games and excitement and passion and community engagement. And we need to reward merit. We can't afford to be rewarding lack of merit. We need to find ways to recognize and support merit on all of things. A term that I just came up with at NSF last week is adopt a state. Rather than adopt a school, one university, one high school, one community college, adopting a state and directing our energies in distance education, hybrid curricula towards what the state needs, I think is something that we might want to think about. Certainly global engagement, strategic global engagement. Where are those strategic partners and how do we forcefully go out and get them? Strong teams, and the existential question, what is the University of Illinois? Is it three campuses? Is it a system? Capital S, little s? Let's take that on in this effort. And then I really believe that there is a requirement for a voice for public education in the state of Illinois, and I think nationally as well, but certainly in the state of Illinois, people look to us for that voice. So depth of educational policy, understanding of options, issues, being the place to go for analysis on all issues associated with public education, lifelong public education. Campus synergies I mentioned, and then here's the magic part again. Building and celebrating culture, the ethos, and the spirit of the University of Illinois. If we keep our eye on that, that's the exponent. We can grow 20% on scale, but if we grow 20% on the exponent, we get a much bigger impact. For all of my mathematicians in the audience, that's impact. So I'm gonna stop there and introduce Jim.